Day 20. Imposter syndrome. Of all the things I wish that I could just teach everyone all at once, it's that almost everyone I know and like and respect suffers from some degree of imposter syndrome. Everyone feels like, who do I think I am? Why are these people letting me make these decisions? Who put me in charge? Aren't there adults here? Shouldn't somebody else be doing this? And that creeping feeling that if somebody really knew us, if they really looked inside of our business, if they really looked inside of our life, they would see all the mistakes and the flaws and the misapprehensions and the errors, and they would say, you are an imposter. It's a terrible nightmare, but it's so common. And that's the first thing I want you to know. Everyone has this. It's not just you. Everyone you like and respect has this feeling. And it comes from a good place. It comes from wanting to be a person of integrity, from wanting to be a person who is competent, who can stand by her work and her abilities and feel great about it. Honor that desire to be a person of integrity and know that you are a person of integrity. And know, too, that other people are going to project their opinions onto you. They're going to think that you are more of an expert, more accomplished, more glamorous, more successful, probably than you even think you are. And that's okay. They may even make you into a little bit of a hero. That's okay. Allow them to call you an expert, especially if it helps them to honor your time and to defer to your opinion. You don't always have to jump into the low spot on the totem pole, you know? In your real life planner today, take a look at the weekly self-assessment. Notice how much you've done. Notice how much you've learned, not just this week, but in your whole life. And finally, understand that you do not have to be perfect to be excellent. You don't need to have everything figured out, just to have some things figured out. I used to get very uncomfortable when people wanted me to keynote at conferences about marketing because I thought, I don't know anything about marketing. I don't have a degree in marketing. I never studied marketing. But then I thought, well, they're asking me. And I know what I know. And that phrase has given me an enormous amount of comfort. So I offer it to you. I know what I know. I don't know everything. I don't know how to cook every dish. I don't know how to resolve every situation. I don't know how to do all kinds of marketing, but there are a few things I do know. I know what I know, and that I am happy to share. So next time imposter syndrome raises her ugly head, say, I see you, integrity. I see you, desire to do well. And I know what I know. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Divine Intelligence, flowing through us, expressing as us. We come to hear you say, child, you know what you know. And you remind us that there are so many ways that we come to know something. We may have studied it, but we may just intuit it. We may learn by practice or just by living. We feel the wisdom of our ancestors and the wisdom of the natural world. We acknowledge the wisdom of our body and all she teaches us. We celebrate all the ways we have come to know what we know. And we celebrate the mystery. We lean in to the mystery, to all that is unknown, unresolved, unknowable, and unresolvable. We sit right here, patient, willing to learn, and so grateful for our many, many teachers and for the lessons of this earth. Amen.